Chapter 3. 3 years later, I am running after a full-grown golden retriever. My jog to Puzzle's easy canter as we thrash out of a search and rescue training sector at the edge of unfamiliar wilderness. It's a beautiful morning after a rain shower has washed the world clean. The air crisp, the kind of day that makes you feel like you could run forever. Puzzle and I are muddy and happy and unkempt, covered in wet leaves. Today's volunteer missing person thought to make things difficult. She cleverly hid in a tangled ravine where air currents could be tricky, but Puzzle found her in the way a search dog will. Head up, oingy-boinging through the brush as easily as we humans could if the victim set up a column of thick, pink smoke. Having left our volunteer behind for another dog and handler team, we stop to radio in sector finished and share a bottle of water. I flex my right foot, tingling in my boot. Puzzle and I have come out of the search area opposite where we entered, and because the sector we've been working is not square or even rectangular, the route back through curving bands of woods will take some unfamiliar turns. I could pull out the GPS and tap a go-to command for the home base coordinates, but I don't. Next to searching, Puzzle most enjoys orientation work. "Take us back, Puzz," I say to her, a command she understands. Depending on the circumstance, the back in "take us back" means back to base, back to the car, or back to where we started. Sometimes "take us back" means going back the way we came. Sometimes "take us back" means find the place we began.